as it relates to today's daf, just a few ha'aras. So again, no particular order, and really all these ha'aras on the gate. Today's daf, and yesterday's daf, and tomorrow's daf, it's all one big inyan, it's a leichte inyan, it's an inyan that we're very, very familiar with. I think it's kedai to mention Reb Shloime HaKoyim Mivilna's brother, who is Reb Tzala HaKoyim Mivilna, who was also a very famous Litvisha Goyin, and a very famous Litvisha Koyin. So it's Yodua that one of the big pulmasin, one of the big tumults that took place from a halachic perspective in the late 1800s in Europe was whether or not a koyin kunduchin al yidei shemer koyinim. So you have 10 koyanim in a beis medrash, so all the koyanim go up and they all duchin. The shaila is, could one koyin go up and duchin and he's going to be moitzi all the other koyanim? Why would you think it should work? Because there's a halach of Shemei Kaina. So if in Kala Terekula, by brachis, there's an Indian of Shemei Kaina, brachas kayanim is a bracha, kishmoy kachi. And if that's the case, l'chayri, you would think that there should be a Shemei Kaina. So this is a very, very well-known and really very thoroughly discussed noise, the Beis Halevi, the Netziv, the Chazanish, Reb Chaim Briska, but really, this whole Indian started with a Maisa Shahaya that's brought down in a tshuva from Bitzal HaKoyim Mivilna. So the Cheshek Shloima's tshuva is Reb Shloima HaKoyim Mivilna, Shai's tshuva is Binyan Shloima Amafursim. But Reb Shloima HaKoyim's brother, Reb Tzal HaKoyim Mivilna, his tshuvas are not nearly as Mafursim. They're known as Shai's tshuva's Reishis Bikurim. And in Simen Dalet, he talks about Nesias Kapayim. He rather quotes Reb Shloima HaKoyim Mivilna, brought something he heard from his brother. So you know, Reb Shloime HaKoyim Mivilna is always quoting Achi Rabbi Tzal. But over here it was Fakir. And then at the very end, he says the following. He says that he was in Italy. It was Chodesh Elul. It was Parshas Shoiftim. And he entered a Beis HaKnesses that there were Sfardim davening in. Shom Kibduni Oz Be'ezus Hashem. And he says, they were Mechabed Mi Liyos HaKoyin HaMevorech Kol Birchas Koyanim Levadi B'Koyl. So they heard I'm a Koyin, and they came over to me, and they gave me a kibud. What was the kibud? Since we want you to go up, and we want you to duchen, and you should be the one that's going to be Moitzi, all the other Koyanim that are here. So he says he got up, and all the other Koyanim were Shosku Oz V'Shamu Mimeni Levad. Shekach min hagam sham, and he says because that's their minik. Shekoyin echad levad mevarich laam bekoil v'shara koyhanim shoylem ima yoytzin bezeh al yedei shemeya koyin levad. Says Reb Tzala koyin Mivilna ubeemes the bezeh osi shaper pashte dekra. He says to me this minik was a chiddush, but I thought about it afterwards and I realized that if this is the case, I understand the pasuk. He says vayisa aharon in parsha shmini vayivorchem. He was the one by himself and he gave the bracha. What happened to Aharon's son? How come they didn't give the bracha? The Yesh Loima, the bon of Shamu Mimenu, Oz, and they were Yoitz, Al Yudei, Shemei HaKoyinu. He says, Vegan Pasha, the Masis, and the Megillah, Daf Chav Dalet. It's also Mashma that way. Voshtei Tartin, the Mishnah over there says that the Mafter Benovi, there were certain kibudim, that whoever got that kibud, they were mechabin him also to be the one, that he's going to be the one that's going to be Oilu L'duchen. And everybody asks, what do you mean he's going to be the one that's going to be Oilu L'duchen? Everybody's duchening anyways. So what do you mean that you're going to get this kibud, and because of this, we're going to be mechabin you now to be Oilu L'duchen? Lashon HaMishnah is, Hamafter Benovi, who peiris al Shema, for over lifnei ateva, for who noises kapov? What do you mean? Hamafter benovi is noises kapov. If you're a koyin, unless you walk out, you have no choice. You have to be noises kapov. Zokra betzala koyim mivilna lefiza. It's very geschmack because what's happening over here is that he's being noises kapov, meaning he's going to be the one that's going to be moitzi everybody. He says upashtu the masis and the brachas tafla medal. It is also mashma that way v'doik. But al kapanim, he says he was in Italy and he encountered this minig and it was a chiddush to him the minig. But at the same time, he says I hear it very stark in Lomdis. I hear it very stark in Halacha, and as a result, it's actually very geschmack. The pashtut of this mishnah, of that mishnah, even the pasuk, he says, Aharon HaKoyin, why would Banav not part of the bracha? The teretz is, they didn't have to, because they listened to the bracha, and as long as they listened to the bracha, they were able to be yoitza with Shemei HaKoyin. Now, this minig that Reb Tzal HaKoyin observed, and that he brought back to Litta, so it caused, as we mentioned, this whole firestorm. Now, what would be the tzad that you shouldn't be able to have Shemei HaKoyinu? So the Iker tzad is really based on a Gemara that we saw in yesterday's daf, Daf Lam and Ches Amad Aleph, where the Gemara says that we learn that Birchas Koyanim has to be b'kol ram. And being that it has to be b'kol ram, so they were under lomben b'roishim the Beis Halevi that tainted, that I understand how could shemer koina give me kol ram? Meaning, if my din is to say this, okay, there's a chiddush that shmiyah is ke'aniyah. You say it, I'll listen, and really my acknowledging of what you're saying is considered it's tantamount to aniyah. But if I need to say what I need to say b'kol ram, how can my hearing what you say work as kol ram? The chalkim tainit, that what do you mean? The whole yisoid of shemeh kaina is that when I hear you talk, your talking is kilo I said it. And as long as you said it b'kol ram, why shouldn't it be as if I said it b'kol ram? Mashallah davadayim. If one person's going to be moist to the oigum of kiddush, the halach is kiddush has to be ala kais. So one person's going to be holding the kais, and the other people that are not holding a kais are going to be yaitza. Why? Shemeh kaina. B'chur, they're not holding a kais. The teretz is that they're stelling the chtsu in the Shemei HaKa'ina to the Mevarech. Again, Vadvar Matikim, we have raid bites on this, the income of Kaim Laharech. But I just want to mention one thing, and the emes is that this minig that Rabbi Tzal HaKa'im Mivilna said that he observed when he was in Italy was the minig of some kehilas in Italy. But there was another minig that a lot of the much, much, much bigger chiddush. And this is a minig that's brought down in the Sefer Shoshanim LeDavid, which was written by Rabbi David Pardo, who was one of the famous Italian Rabbanim. He was also a Rav later in Croatia, but one of the European Rabbanim. He wrote the famous Pirish Chasdei David on the Tosefta. And Rav David Pardo in his Sefer, so he said, he brought a minig that he had seen in Italy. And the minig was as follows. The minig is that all the Kohanim would go up to Duchen, one Kohen would scream B'kol Ram, and all the other Kohanim would say, but they would say Balachash. So they would say, but they would say it quietly. Now that minig is a much bigger chiddush. Why? Because that's not Shemeh Koina. They're saying it quietly. That's Kenegdim Mefurish Gemara. It's a Pliya Atzuma. How could they do that? Meaning, you want to tell me Shemeh Koina, so good, so you'll say Lomdis in Shemeh Koina. That even though I'm not talking, but if you're talking and I'm stelling tzu to your talking and your talking is Bekaram, so then my not talking could also be Bekaram. But as if you're talking, so now there's no Shemeh Koina anymore. So if there's no Shemeh Koina, so how are you going to be Yaitza? You're being Yaitza with your own. Your own Kriya, that's not Bekaram. That's Mamish Kenegan and Mefurish Gemara. So Rabbi David Pardo writes about this. I'll just read to you one excerpt. He says, V'loi kasafti zecholilu lohitzi laza minig achenu shebaare. He quotes a few Italian kilos that I can't pronounce. The kasev abeis dovich and neagin came. She echadoim bekol ram va'acherim belachash. The chosle lezare da abba. The kvar yodua. So he says that even though it's very very shver, but we know the minig shel yisrael toirei uminig mevatel halacha kiven the mistama nusad al pi vasikin va'akoyl of yitzor chasha ain't sofik kihem aro oisin akad moinim. Said they must have some cheshbon why they did this, even though today it's not something that we can in any way, shape, or form understand. Miu, because he brings that Andrea wanted to say that maybe the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah that we mentioned earlier, Rabbi Tzal HaKoyim Yivilna's Mishnah, maybe that was a riot to that minig. Because the Mishnah said that Mafta ben Avi, who paris al Hashma, he goes to Fnei Ateva, and he's the one that's going to be the one that's going to Duchen. Vu noises kapov. Lachura, so some wanted to say, this is a riot that not everybody used to Duchen. What do you mean not everybody used to Duchen? Everyone has to duchen. Oh, the Teretz says maybe not everybody used to duchen b'kol ram. There was only one person that duchen b'kol ram, and that was the Mafta ben Avi. So he says that should be pshat in the Mishnah. That zichanat. So Rabbi David Pardo says I'm not gonna shray against the minig because I'm being mekabel minig Yisrael Torah. But at the same time, to tell me I have a raya from a Mishnah, you zich have no raya from a Mishnah. What's pshat in that Mishnah? So you have to know pshat in the Mishnah. At the very least, you'll tell me maybe shemeh koyin state in that Mishnah. But even the chokim on that. With the Mishnah. Oh, but to say that, he says, Chalila, to say that that's what's going on. But at the same time, it's rather interesting because this is Keneged a Mefurish Halacha. It's Keneged a Gemara, which is Gepaskin and Shulchan Aruch, but als the Cheshbin of Mistama, this was Avekish Tal Talpiva Sikin, and Minig Yisrael Torah, he had the sensitivity, he said, I'm not going to come out against this Minig, even though really it's Mechus Ravonos. So these were two very interesting Minhagen that were at play in Italy. So we've talked a lot about Italian Jewry. So as it relates to Birchas Kayanim, there were some places where one person would make the bracha, everybody else was Yoitz B'Chemer Kayanim. So this is something in Lomdus already that has a very, very festive makar. B'tzala Kayim Yvilna, the great Kayan from Lita, he saw it, he observed it, he had a geschmack in it. He thought that it's Miyash of a whole bunch of Zachin. Good, not everybody was masking. But Al Kaponim Yesh Dvarim Begat. But the other minig is really a minig plea. I'll tell you, Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'osa Inyan. This is a sefer that just came out. It's called Ni'imas HaKoyhanim. So Nachi Weinstein gave me the sefer, and really it's something that's Nogeya Birchas Koyhanim A, an Italian Jewry B. It talks about a big tumult that went on in Italy in the late 1700s, and this was Nogeya singing during Birchas Koyhanim. So apparently the Nigunim that went on during Birchas Kayanim were very, very fast and very over the top. And it seems that the Kayanim, they would sing, right, while they say the words. The problem is a big tumult broke out that the pronunciation of the words were off. Meaning the whole Mila'el or Mila'gav was being messed up. Is it Shalom or is it Shalom? And there were different minhagim, and it depended on the Nagunim. And these Nagunim were a very, very big deal, and this was a problem. It's actually interesting. I started going through the Mavoi. So the Sefer was put out by Rabbi Yaakov Shmuel Spiegel. So he says that when the minig was that one person would, when the minig was that everybody would duchen together, so you weren't able to make it out so well because everybody was singing and you couldn't. But he says, then this new minig in Italy showed up where only one person would sing Bekol Ram, and then all of a sudden they heard, what do you mean? The niggin is off. So people would daven in the Kehila where they sang this niggin as opposed to that niggin because they thought it was an issue. This got involved in a whole festa shmooze. I ain't shown a whole sefer that just came out in Tufshin Pei Gimel on this Indian. It's called Ni'imas HaKoyhanim, and it's just a collection of letters and tshuvas that were written back and forth amongst a lot of the gedolim at that time related to the nigunim where the niggin messes up the diktuk. Which again, this is anytime you talk about diktuk, these are very interesting chaylas. Either way, that.